Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tesvav Ilanishmas Betzal Tzibi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Sorry, went a little long last time, but Rachem Levako Al Baneha needed some hesber. But he continues, Koamar Hashem Min Ikolech Mi Bechi. So Hashem says to Rachel, who is Mivaka, who is weeping over us, think of the Medrash of Yirmiyahu going to the Kever Avos to go and ask for Rachamim on Klal Yisrael as we're being exiled by Bavel. But it's the voice of the Imahos, Kivayachal, that touches God the most and has him respond. So Hashem says, Mini kolech mi bechi. Keep your voice from crying. Ve'inayich mi dima. And your eyes from weeping. This is a command, the man Loe says, that you can't refuse the consolation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers. This has to be enough. You can't overdo it to the point where you're not listening to what Hashem is giving you to console you. Ki yesh sachar l'f'ulaseichnu m'Hashem. Because your labors, feminine, f'ulaseich, Rachel Imenu, your labors, your efforts will be rewarded. B'shavu me'eretz oyev. And your children are going to return from the land of the enemy. Your efforts to produce a great nation of Klal Yisrael. Rachel perhaps more bitter than anyone else because she didn't get to be the aim of all the Shvatim. She got to be the aim of only two of the most important. But nevertheless, so Rachel weeps for the destruction, says the man Loes, more than any of the other Avos or Imahos because she worked the hardest. She accepted that Leah became Yaakov's wife instead of her. So then Klal Yisrael would never be the shape that it is. Leah was the mother of six Shvatim. The handmaidens, Rachel also, Bilhah and Zilpah. Rachel brought Bilhah, and that's why Leah brought Zilpah. So the other Avos and Imahos might accept the justification of the fact that the suffering is for our own good, but Rachel does not, because she yearns for Klal Yisrael to grow. There is hope for your future, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful, beautiful. V'shavu vanim ligvulam. And the children will return to their own border, to their own boundary. So this is an oath by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Das Ofrim points out that, based on the Zohar, that Rachel is being assured that Klal Yisrael will continue to visit her grave, and they will pour out their hearts in weeping and tefillah, because 4,000 years after Kever Rachel was constructed by Yaakov Avinu, it is still there. That is a tremendous promise. It's Maros HaMachpelah is one thing. Kever Rachel of an individual to still exist this long, this late, the Kvarim of the Malchei Yehuda are a little bit unknown. But this is clear. Yudzayin Shamoa Shamati Ephraim Misnodeid. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have repeatedly heard the moaning of Ephraim. Yisartani Bo'ibaser. Ephraim saying, I have taken Musar, I have been punished, I have been chastised. And I will continue to be chastised. Ke'egel Lo Lumad. Like a calf that is untrained, that is ungoaded, that is untamed. Now, of course, the reference to a calf is not just a stubborn animal that wasn't trained to pull a yoke until he gets whipped and taught. The same thing happening to me, says Radak. But the calf, of course, the symbol of Yosef. Bechor shoro hadarlo. The bechor of the ox. So in reference to Ephraim, that's a national symbol as well. It's one of the reasons we learned that Yeruvim ben Nevat built a golden calf up in Basel, the symbol of his tribe. Hashiveni ve'oshuva. Return to me, and I will repent. Ki ato Hashem Elokoi. Because you are the Lord my God. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha ve'oshuva. Right? We say that every day we put back the Sefer Torah. It's a tefillah, restore us to our land, but also give us assistance to drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help us do the right thing. Yudches. Ki acharei shuvi nichamti. Because after I did tshuva, I regret it. But it also might be after my return, I have changed my mind. There's another way of looking at it. V'acharehi vodi sofakti al yorech. And after I was brought to know myself, I smacked my leg. I smacked my upper leg, my thigh. Boshti v'gam nichlamti. I'm embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed at my behavior. Ki nasasi cherpas ni'uroi. Because I bore the disgrace of my youth, back when I was immersed in sinning and doing averas, back when I was doing terrible things, I didn't even think about it. I didn't even care. But now I see reason. And you come back with true tshuva, and you come back to the father's arms. And Rabbi Breuer connects that to the idea of the heart of the mother. What mother's heart would not fill with ineffable bliss when she beholds her children coming home from afar, but can also see the tears of their emotions and the choked words of true repentance when they come to their father's arms. So it's all connected. And then, yet another famous song coming from this parak. Ha ben yakir li Ephraim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ha ben yakir li Ephraim, is Ephraim my dear son. Now, it doesn't say Ephraim is my dear son, which would be an absolute statement, but this is more like a question. So maybe it's a little bit scarier, is the idea. There's a little mussar in there as well. Is this my son Ephraim? Really? Im yeled sha'ashuim? Is he a child who is dandled on my knee, who is a darling child, which could also be just an inch away from a little bit of a spoiled child? Ki mide dabribo, because whenever I speak of him, Zachores kurenuod, I remember him very well. Al kain hamumei lo. So I'm very much moved. My insides are moved for him. Rachem arachamenu umashem. I will surely have a lot of mercy on him, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, some say this is connected to the idea that Ephraim said in the previous pasuk, "Nu, I did tshuva, why am I still being punished?" And Hashem says, "You're my dear son, and the punishment is educating you. The punishment is bringing you closer to the proper way." But another interpretation, maybe closer to the song, is that Hashem says, "I love Ephraim regardless of his state of being sinful. And in terms of his future, he's going to do tshuva, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be closer." So this is an attempt to bring him closer. We said previously, Ephraim said, Hashiveni, can you bring me closer? And Hashem says, I will bring you closer. And Ephraim says, I remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am moved, based on a Tehillim, Ayin Zion, also a connection about the closeness and the great emotion that connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his children who have gone wayward forever.